Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time to ask the pros, where you can ask us a question. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at cbssportsradio using the hashtag Ask the Pros. Be listening later on the show when we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Listening to Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio across the country, our incredible affiliates. You're also watching the show, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Yes, I have brought back the Phil Knight sunglasses
looking
today.
Looking cool.
Thank you. Felt like a Friday kind of vibe. Let's get to our first guest of the day, shall we, Perloff? And this is a woman who is already a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. She's also a two-time WNBA champion. She is a two-time WNBA Finals MVP, eight-time WNBA All-Star, four-time gold medalist. If I kept going and listed all of her accolades, we'd have no time for the interview. Lisa Leslie joining us on behalf of DraftKings Sportsbook. Lisa, it's Maggie and Perloff in New York. How are you?
Hi, Maggie. I'm doing great. I'm doing excellent. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, imagine you got to be watching the tournament right now. In terms of, like, for Marquise Noel from Kansas State, where does he rank for you in terms of Cinderella darlings?
Oh, my God. I mean, I think he just took the number one spot. Maybe it's just because you know how we are. It's like we have short-term memory, so all we can remember is the last thing we saw. But that was a phenomenal performance. I mean, I'm not sure if I was even more impressed with the 19 assists and or the shot after he twisted his ankle the first time, and then the steal and then the three-pointer off the glass. Like, I don't know. That's like, it was like he had a cape and he was really being like Superman. Seriously, it was awesome.
Lisa, another action last night. You probably have mixed feelings about UCLA, but I could believe what happened at the end of the Gonzaga-UCLA game. But Gonzaga was only down 1 point. I was screaming at the television, get it into Drew Timmy, get it into Drew Timmy. Was that the smart play to have Julian Strother take a long three-pointer?
Well, here's the thing. Timmy's free throws were not strong. Like, I think he was less than 70% on normal in the regular season. And he did miss two free throws. So I think, I mean, those free throws down the stretch were crucial. So I think at that time, it's kind of like you get a little gun shy because you know your team and your teammates. And, like, in those moments, you got to have the ball in the right person's hands. Did anybody think that he would shoot that ball from that far out? No, that's why they went under that screen, which was crazy. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know the play that they drew up. That was so crazy. But it's also March Madness and the reason for them not to pick up. I was surprised they didn't pick up sooner, because remember they kind of rolled the ball in a little bit, like the ball rolled before he picked it up.
Yeah,
and I was like, why aren't they up there? Like, because you don't want time, right? They're rolling the ball, he's touching it late so that the clock doesn't start, right? So I was thinking then, like, they should have some defense, like, up,
yeah,
in the back, and so he just came across. It was a crazy game. It was an awesome finish. But wow, like, wow, that was just the nail in the coffin for sure. It was a great game, though. And, I mean, again, you look at the time and you think UCLA has it, and then they don't.
I know. Missed the running 3-point attempt. Lisa Leslie, the Hall of Famer, is joining us on behalf of DraftKings. The DraftKings Sportsbook is now offering action on both the men's and women's NCAA games. Perloff and I were disagreeing. Perloff thinks that Caitlin Clark is, how did you put it?
Well, I think she's one of the biggest, I'm
you
not going to say
the face, star. The face of women's yes. college basketball.
I think she is. I mean, she plays tonight at 7:30. If Iowa wins, she is a big, big story. There was a gigantic feature in the New York Times on her today. LeBron tweets about her. I think Caitlin Clark is a big star, okay. Lisa. What do you think?
I would agree with you. But for the reasons of, she kind of checks all the boxes that we haven't really seen before in a while. A female that can shoot with the range that she shoots from consistently. There's a player that you guys probably don't even know of, but Ruthie Bolton was probably the only player that I knew that could shoot from that distance consistently. And, like, if you'd ask Ruthie, like, where was her range? And she was like, oh, I have an unlimited range. Like, she crossed half court and hit shots like that. That was years ago. Caitlin has the ability. It's a lot of things. It's her range. It's her passing ability. It's the speed she plays at. It's her swagger, right? So we haven't quite seen all of that in a package, but I think the distance is what does it for her and for me, where I'm like, wow, like this chick is really, I mean, she is shooting that ball at such an awesome percentage that she's great. And I think that she puts you in the mindset of a Splash Brother, right? Like, you can see Steph and Clay, who shoot the ball just at a distance and so accurately. And she's up there. And not that we haven't seen any women shoot. I mean, we all have shot very high percentages and shoot very well from all over the floor. Diana Taurasi, Cheryl Swoops shot long distance threes consistently. But I think Swoops shot long distance. Swoops probably was a much better defender and obviously taller in different positions. But she definitely is a star. To answer all of that, I think she's a star for sure.
Is this a Steph Curry effect that has sort of changed the way people play basketball? Say, when you were younger, I don't remember, and when I was younger, I don't remember people pulling up from the logo or anything near that.
Absolutely. I mean, Steph Curry has changed the game in a way that, in some ways it's amazing, and in other ways it's like, are you serious right now? Because, you know, back when we played, nobody's pulling up for a jumper when there's the 3-on-1 break. It's like, you pull up for a jumper and you're going to come sit on the bench. Like, nobody's pulling up. But now, oh my God, like, it's so, I mean, teams drive, pass up a layup and kick it out for a 3-pointer. Like, you know, coach is like, you know what, blow the whistle, come sit down next to me. Like, you make the layup. So it's just changed, but it changed in a way where, hey, these kids, both the men and women's tournament, they are shooting the ball phenomenally. Like, this might be the first time I can ever remember that it's blurred lines. When you look at the men's tournament and the women's tournament, I don't know that you see anything different happening. Like, the level of play, the amount of shots, the amount of drama, like, I love it. I've been glued. I mean, literally, like, I have alarms set for both, all the games, for men and women, both. I've never watched this much basketball and been so, like, I cannot wait until, you know, Saturday for the women's. I couldn't wait till last night. Like, I'm like, don't bother me. I'm up watching every game. I don't know if everybody's insane like this or is this just timing, but it's been great.
Lisa Leslie, the Hall of Famer, is joining us on behalf of DraftKings. The DraftKings Sportsbook is now offering action on both the men's and women's NCAA games. Lisa, we know you're close, obviously, of course, to the Sparks organization, but to the Lakers as well. Does LeBron need to come back during the regular season to give the Lakers, like, any hopes of a run?
Well, Maggie, here's the deal. Before we switch over to the NBA,
yeah,
let me just say first, I'm here and I'm very excited because I'm here on behalf of DraftKings, and I just wanted to add, because you just kind of gave them a plug, but I do want to say the reason why is because they are really sponsoring and putting their money, you know, their money where their mouths are. And when I say sponsoring women, DraftKings has launched a women's tournament bracket pool. And do you know that for every entry, DraftKings donated $1 up to $25,000 to the Women's Sports Foundation? And here's the kicker. There were, this year, 49,000-plus people who entered these brackets. And when you talk about really changing the game and getting more eyes on our game and growing our game, DraftKings is doing that. So I'm really excited to be partnering with them and bringing awareness to, yeah, you can go bet for games, bet responsibly, have fun. But it's been a parody of both of these tournaments that has really been so exciting and fun to watch. Now, let me talk about the Lakers, because, you know, that's another piece of my heart that you're talking about. LeBron, listen, LeBron is a phenomenon, and he can come and play as long as he wants to play, just like Kobe. You play until you say you're done. And he has carte blanche to do that because he's earned that. We would love to have him return and have a playoff push that could possibly happen still. Maybe, no, maybe. I don't know. It's like freaking 15 teams all tied for like last place. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's so jumbled up. Lisa Leslie is our guest. I mean, if you put your fandom aside for a second and the love of the Lakers organization for a moment, who do you think is the most talented team in the West?
Wow, in the West? You know, the West is so tough because you can never count on the Golden State. I don't care what their record is. Draymond Green is such a game changer out there, and I know people don't give him a lot of credit, or maybe they do, but they should. He's such a smart player and just changes the outcome of a game with his screens, with his passing, with his rebounding, with, like, all of these pieces. So Golden State's amazing. The Clippers, is this the Clippers year? Like, I'm not really sure, but it looks like they finally found a way to get Russell Westbrook amazingly involved. He's doing a great job of creating tempo and pushing the ball. You know, you still have Jokic MVP, and is this his year? I mean, he's won the MVP award, but can he get his team, like, you know, over the top? I really don't know. And then you look at the team that has been playing really tough, which is Phoenix, right? Phoenix has all the pieces, and you look at KD, if we can, you know, if they can get KD out on the court to get some games under his belt consistently and really build that team chemistry, heck, you know, the sky's the limit for the Suns. So that was a long answer to, I have no idea who's going to win, who's going to come out of the West, but you got to be careful. Golden State and Phoenix, that would be a heck of a matchup in the, like, Western Conference Finals.
Lisa, last question for me. What do you think of the new WNBA minority owner, Tom Brady? Are you excited about this?
You know what? I'm very excited, but I honestly wish he would have picked any other team than Vegas. Does Vegas not have enough money already to support? But hey, you know, listen, we're always happy to have anybody that comes out and supports our league. But I would have loved for him to have supported the New York team or even like the Suns, the Connecticut Suns, you know, a little bit closer to Boston or whatever. Hey, listen, we're always happy for the support. I just wish you would have picked just a different team. That's just my opinion, of course.
Lisa, last one for me, and it's going back to the Warriors quickly. We have about a minute left. How do you explain a veteran team like the Warriors having such a terrible road record this year?
Yeah, that's been tough. You know, when I had a chance to go on the shop with LeBron and Draymond and all those guys and talking, I just think that sometimes they've won so much that it gets tough for them to really get up and be ready to play every single game. And they're taking games off and they're kind of resting. They know if they can have a good winning record at home that you can make it into the playoffs. I think it's a lot of games. And when you've won championships, think about this. When you won championships, you play all the way into the end of June. Their time's limited. As they get older and as everybody gets, you know, a few more or getting married, you get add kids to the equation. It's not easy to stay on the top, to stay on top, but I believe that they have the recipe and the pieces to win another championship. And so I don't know if this was like the cruise control or not, but it definitely was not the young Warriors, you know, of the past. And guess what? Hey, if they don't win it, I believe they'll probably start to ask, is this the time to kind of blow up that team too?
Interesting. Lisa, we're flat out of time. Lisa Leslie, the Hall of Famer, on behalf of DraftKings. Enjoy the rest of both tournaments, the men's and the women's, Lisa, and the NBA playoffs. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate that. Lisa Leslie, how about it? All right, Kansas State, the darlings of the tournament after beating Michigan State, but was Tom Izzo's sour grapes afterwards? We'll get to it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.